what the process is going on. It's a very good environment. You could do it in the near future. Obviously, you can't realise yourself without any. I was trying to sort of calm down my sister. She didn't take notes to me. I went and stood the 2 days sort of put my hand on her shoulder and tried to tell her I was all right. It was not me, it was Tina that I was sitting beside her, and she obviously didn't seem to cotton on at all the fact that it was me at all, and then she just sat there and proper station with me. Anyway, then the doctor, he went. And then they came and they took my body away, you see. So I've stumped it out, I've got a little shag of potatoes. I thought, well, I'm not going after that, I'm going to stay here in my own life. I'm going to sit down in my chair, I'll get it. So I sat down there and I'll clean it all out. Then I got my sister by this time, she'd gone off. That was about 9 years ago. And all of a sudden it was just as if the fireplace disappeared, said, where happened to me? And then where the fireplace was, it was as if the wall had disappeared, and I could see beautiful green fields and trees, and then there was sort of, well, I wouldn't say it was bigger than before, I had a little brook, and I could see something I first knew there was coming up towards me in the distance, and I made it out, it was a figure. Then it's my mother to her again. She looked, oh, what I see, there's a picture which I saw right in the room hanging up on the wall. As a matter of fact, my mother, when she was first married, she came right up what was the fireplace towards me, and she was smiling all over her face, and she was as happy as herself. But she says, come on, she says, you don't want to stay here. No one's going to take me back to something. They won't realise, you know, you have to come and be with me, you see. So I says, well, I don't know, I don't understand, you know, it's all over now. You know, you're dead, you see. You don't want to stop here, stuck in that old chair in this room. She says, Peter, well, if I know people, you've been living in, you know, she started telling me about where I get myself going, or well, I suppose I ain't, you know, over the years, even on my own, the old town that died, shut down previous times, and only after another one was shutting so well that I wouldn't be there long enough to see it out, and it wouldn't be fair on the poor family. But she says, can you come with me? She says, I've got Mick. So this is Mick. That was my other daughter. She said, well, she did, and then there's no problem for you. So I said, oh, I'd love to see old Mick. Because he's asking me, here's the time I said, here. I said, and we saw me, you've been there. He used to come up to me, and please, they don't mind me. As much as they don't want to stone, he was there, master. Oh, he was a dear old thing, and my companion, and my sister, she probably had. She was good in a way, but, oh, I don't know. Anyway, I didn't think it at all for the real friend of the house. I always, sometimes when she wouldn't come, I suppose she was right in a way, and I didn't let her step there. But anyway, I remember my mother, and it was funny. And then it was this, what had been my fireplace. And it was this lovely sort of countryside. And then as I was walking, and my mother was in the matter away from me, telling me all sorts of things she was, oh goodness me, about my father. I was asking her, I said, well, this is always his father. She always see him, but she says, I've not lived with him, but you know, when he was separated, but I thought about that. I knew that never got on too well. Since we were children, but we got together. She says, I live with my own people, that's all about me, to see that for my own reference. And also Florrie, well, Florrie was her favourite sister, who died many years ago, all when I was a kid. She says, Florrie and I, she says, we were like, well, peas in a pot, you know, same, it'll be sex, you know, and then how upset I was when she died. I said, well, I don't remember that when I was only a nipper then. She said, oh, well, I'm a grown-up, pick it up, and we do hospital work. I said, what? She said, we do hospital work, it's an hospital. pessoas terem nossas coisas, que têm evidentemente também o seu pai, que têm vindo, quando nós temos o refúgio, se isso é ainda, as pessoas que têm mais fina, as pessoas que têm esse serviço, que têm que estar a seu filho, também se isso é um século. E cada vez que há ofícios e tempos de uma demanda em vitrines, é mais difícil dar a prova de energia a perigo de trucos, fícios de uma arte, e há ofícios de uma energia a arte, fícios de uma energia a arte, fícios de uma energia a arte, fícios de uma Oh, I said, I'm not even going to send the message that only if she said he dies, the baby will be thrown out. I said, I don't know, that makes sense to me. She said, oh, what other things might make sense to you? She said, do you bring your foot down and then you get in death? And I was standing. She says, these things don't suddenly come to you, you have to be patient. So I said, well, what about my stuff back home? I said, what's going to happen about that? She said, no, she said, didn't you start work about that? He said, in any case, not a bit. She says, well, I'm not sure, was it? So I said, no, but I've been looking for a secret stuff in the evening, after all. So she said, no, she says, don't think about those things. And she says, try and get your mind away from it. So I says, well, if I'm going to have a few rebuttals, we will. She laughed. She says, you was also about for a joke. So I said, yeah, I'd like to have a look and see what goes on. So she said, well, we don't talk about that. We have to. She says, we'll see. So I said, I'd like to see you too, sir. I said, not that there's many that move in those stores, but it's my old bad heart for you. So she said, I won't forget you too, that she's next to me. The funny thing is, I think she's next to me. It was as if she's next to me, she went out to the door. And there's something going on there, and I can hear her speaking to me, and if she wants to say anything away, if she wants to speak to you. So I stopped still, because she's come out, so I said, Pete, I don't understand it. You're speaking to me, and if you're not, it's not going to be it. It's not a good group, which sort of thing. I said, back in it. So she says, oh, you seem that over here to speak by your thoughts. And she says, after all, she says, you're receiving what I'm saying, you're hearing things. So she says, yes, this is Mr. Nye, she's speaking to me, saying, will be a job. She says, oh, okay. And she says, come on. She says, come on, don't get that right. She says, you don't understand what I'm saying, say it wrong, you know. And I thought, I don't know how I'm little bugging, you know, I was. Then they came to a preacher. Funny about this preacher. And this moving of this preacher says to myself, I didn't realize you didn't understand this myself, this would be good, because I didn't speak out loud. Oh, this preach, I had this preach. This is the preach that it used to be. This little place where we, when you go to the kids, she said, that's right. I said, no, that's right. I said, that's that kind of way. I said, okay. So I said, no, the priest, I said, the priest, as I remember that, used to be down at the old priest where we was. She said, oh, well, she said, I understand. She said, over here, she says, you've got a sort of, replica, she calls it. The little thing, practically, you know, and if she said, I'm sorry, you know, yes, she says, because it brings back every memory, it will help you. And you remember the little village and the people and all these other things. So she said, you'll be here. So I said, well, I can't be here. I said, this is Buckinghamshire. And you know, she said, oh, she's 67 years ago. She says, and that's right. She says, but this is the disciple. It's not the same in a way. She says, but it always knows you were the same place was, and you were different. So I said, I don't understand this, I'll give it up. So I said, well, she said, you will, boy, she's in a way. So she said, we're going to Bays. I said, oh, she says, Bays. She said, yes. I said, well, she died years ago. She said, of course, she just told me to die. We forgot it was her son, but no, I told her, it's not where I'm staying up and down, tell them that. And then she said, that makes sense. She said, doesn't it make sense to you try? She says, and can you begin to develop it? The man was always happy at the village. She always got the little cottage she had, you know that little cottage she had, the end of the row. I said, oh, I remember that. So she says, oh, well, you'll see for yourself, and it was just as if I was walking back into the past. There was that same little course, was immune. The Yugoslavian over board in the front of the garden, my uncle used to take such pride in him. And, oh, it was nice, all the hollyhocks and the flowers, everything, he always liked it. And there he was, in the arms, standing in the place we saw came near. They came down to the gate, same gate, and I always remember, and I remember when I was in that bloody day, confessed by my uncle who was in his. Anyway, there he was, but all he did look different. He stood in, he was almost tall then, but he got big old, bent, he was tall and straight as an arrow, and young and fresh looking, and all he did look wonderful well. So you see, and then they were all to make such a fuss of me, they put me inside and sat me down, and then it was spick and span and clean and fresh, and it was just like as if it was on a summer's day, and then presented the moment to me, I thought, well, I can't know, and for me, it was summer's day, and you think I'm a summer's day, and I don't see no sun, and it was a lovely light, so they made some talk about it, and they said, oh, well, they said, of course, we don't have excesses. The heat or cold is always mild and pleasant. The night is always, you know, very nice. So they said, we don't come and see, because they're just about full of me. I think those who come that loud, that's not the fun thing. They start telling me it's time for your pots of tea. So, she laughed. She said, look, you understand. It's like your mother's made that try to tell you. But when you first come here, everything's made very much the same, so she'll be happy and familiar. And if you want something up there, you can have it. So, I shouldn't realize those things are unnecessary, but if you'd like to have a tennis, you can have an appetite as well. And they've had me here. You know, so I guess it was possible to have seen me in the day. So she thought, well, I've got an idea, I can make it. It was the same teapot that I always remember, an old brown thing she had for years on a spare plate. And then she got this same old cover on it, and she was always the bottom one she knew in herself years ago. Only I should remember that teapot, because some of the other things that my mom can remember us about is that some of that teapot was stuck in my mind, and that dolly thing she had on top was like the child thing, you know, with the rat on it, it was the same. So I laughed, I said, she's going to tell me you've got that, you can bring that over, you've been picked there. She didn't know, she did, but I was just as surprised as you were to find it with me. She said, there would be anything that many things are not to you, if it's worth having, if it's important to you. I just want to think about it, and if you stop thinking about it, stop thinking it's necessary, then it no longer exists for you. But it only exists today because you've come, and because you're thinking of the past, and I was thinking of the past when you used to come sometimes to see us, and you used to make a cup of tea, and then that tray, the whole tin tray, and then pictures and flowers on, then it was just the same. I said, but then, even so you've got all this stuff, so you still won't think about it. Isn't she the company who thought about it and thought it made it comfortable and feel at home, so you got it. But as soon as you stop thinking it's important, it won't need it anymore. So I said, I don't know, I just don't get it at all. So I think after a while, I said, we got there for a walk. I said, all right, where should we go? So she did. And we couldn't meet him. And the uncle says, well, we'll go see old Mabel. That is maybe now, because old Mabel was, well, they used to say she was nuts, you know, she was all there. She was about the thing she was, and I said, don't tell me she'd be as well. So I think she still has doubt. He said she shouldn't say anything. The funny thing is, she was the most sensible one of the week. I said, don't get away, I said, it won't be she, but a big brother thing. Just as you go see yourself. So we went out and we went to see this woman in the Mabel. Oh, she was a tasty boy. Indeed. the old parson there, he was a nice old chap, you know, very understanding. But old Mabel, she used to make herself a bit of a nuisance in that church. And she was always wondering what she was going to get up to. And on one occasion, when the parson was in the pulpit, she suddenly stood up, you know, shouting out, "I can see you." She said, "I can see you." Of course, all the amazing work was right, the congregation and all that. I said, "I don't know quite what happened." I heard there's another here, the way you're laughing. And then she used to see things, you know. And she saw somebody standing behind the parson of the pulpit, and he was the clergyman of the pulpit. And he goes, "I don't know how I happened." And I said, "Oh, yeah, of course." And I go, "How'd you know?" I said, "Oh, yeah, the pastor of the pulpit, he was telling me what to say. Well, of course, we're all she was nuts, you know, I mean, as a joke from the beach. As a matter of fact, she stood on the church, stood on the cleaning and the polishing and the bath and all that on. But anyway, I remember while the grand lady, she'd keep the bucket, you know, because she got a bit much and, you know, she was always seeing things and telling people things. And one of the things she told people out of two was, I remember she told them, well, my mother says that she told them, and there was a dear lady being I woke up outstanding in the local cemetery. horses on the door, we got to the experience, you know, and maybe because I kicked up my shoulders and over the street, then it was good for death, in the grave. Then it was a pauper's grave, and this really upset me something quick, because I'd made sure that the dinner money can be buried. That's what we do, I suppose, I wouldn't have seen that funeral. There was my sister, and two other people, but I reckon I joke when I didn't. But was an old chap I used to know, who would be in the school together. Anyway, and there was I, being put down there, but he was coming down, and I met him, and our old parson was hurrying through the street, and he was looking for a play in the pitch. And I don't know what I did, and I realised that she hadn't dropped to my book, where, you know, she just dropped me down there, she was feeling, she didn't hear me. In a way, it didn't matter, it was a principle of the thing, but I kicked up my polishes, and so I looked like a little nice stuff, you know. And she did that on me, I thought, well, you wait, you bitch, I said to myself, you got that real. I'll give you what for, but you're doing that on me, you know. Anyway, mother says, look, by the time she comes, you'll think different. After all, what a waste of money. She said, no, look, she said, what does it matter where you're buried? If where you are, the matter's the way you're buried. And that little bit of money will tide her over and help her. But I know she did the principles wrong. I said, she did the big principles wrong. So she said, I seen it was her lying to miss the first avenue of funeral. So she said, what?
Papa, I'm going to go to the room and make it.
Okay, nope.